Yes, well, he was talking about the candidate status, and certainly we want to ensure that we can fast-track candidate status. That would mean that it would be making an application for candidate status. That would be granted, hopefully, at the next council meeting. And I think that would send a very strong message from the European Union to the people of Ukraine that we are with them in terms of our support for them in their struggle for freedom, for their values, and for our values. And I would certainly hope, and the Taoiseach endorsed that view this morning, that we do need to confer candidate status on Ukraine as quickly as possible for that solidarity, for that intent and that commitment to the people.
Aren't you scared it could hinder some negotiation between Russia and Ukraine? Russia could use this as, okay, we stop any negotiation.
Well, clearly Russia does not want to have any functioning democratic free states along its borders and its periphery. I mean, if you look at the invasion, it was done without any undermining of Russia by Ukraine itself. Russia simply invaded a country that was at peace with Russia, that wasn't any threat to Russia, had indicated that it would like to join the European Union family, and that was reason enough for Russia to attack. So, you know, we can't be apologists and apologizing and making excuses all the time for giving freedom and supporting democracy in countries. And Ukraine has taken that path, and we must now support them in every way possible. And we can't be blackmailed by Russia or by further threats of attacks in Ukraine. We simply have to confer that status on them so that they can move ahead into that transition phase to get themselves ready for a formal application and for full membership in the future.
Aren't you concerned that some countries which have been waiting for a long time will be a bit offended or not really happy with this fast-track membership?
Well, we're talking about fast-track for candidate status. It still is a long road from candidate status to full membership, and that clearly is an important distinction. But I believe, and I think the majority of people in Ireland would echo that view, and the Taoiseach echoed it this morning in the chamber when he addressed European Parliament, that we want to confer candidate status on Ukraine for all the reasons outlined, to show solidarity, to show commitment, to send a strong signal to Ukraine, but equally also to other countries, particularly Russia, who, you know, whose views, our values, our belief systems, our democratic model as an enemy. And we certainly want to ensure that any country that wants to come into our fold under that democratic umbrella has a pathway to do that in terms of making an application for candidate status, that being assessed, and then moving on from that.
Your Prime Minister, your Taoiseach, really made clear that the Northern Ireland Protocol has to be respected, and there's real fear and concern about Britain's behaviour in that matter.
Yes, well, this is very concerning. There is an international agreement that predates Brexit and predates the withdrawal agreement, and that is the Good Friday Agreement. It is a sovereign agreement between the United Kingdom and Ireland, and it is to underpin the peace process in Northern Ireland. Anything that undermines that, or for the United Kingdom government to act unilaterally, that could fray and undermine the basic premise of the Good Friday Agreement, which is consent, which is compromise, which is about esteem and parity, and protecting that fundamental principle really is a very dangerous road for the United Kingdom to go down. And then on top of that, they have now decided to dishonour another international agreement that they signed up to with the European Union in terms of the Trade and Cooperation Withdrawal Agreement. And in that is a protocol which, from my perspective and from the island of Ireland's perspective, is fundamentally important to ensure we've no hard border on the island of Ireland, that we have an all-island economy, and that is a principle that is also enshrined in the Good Friday Agreement, that ability for an all-island economy, for people to be able to move goods and services north and south very easily. So what Britain should be doing and the UK government should be doing is negotiating and discussing with the European Union, whose door is open around any of the issues that are causing difficulties about the movement of goods from Great Britain into Northern Ireland, and we can address them. But the idea that the UK government should, you know, continually inflame and undermine, what we want is a cordial relationship between the UK and the European Union, I think is a pathway that leads to potential risks of unravelling all the good work that has been done in Northern Ireland, but equally the good work that we're trying to do to ensure that the UK and the European Union can remain on friendly terms in both trade and cooperation.